Welcome to the Cold Steel Surgical Podcast with your hosts, Amir Farouk and Chad Ball.
Welcome back to another episode of our CARMS 2023 series. This one is a rebroadcast from our conversation with Dr. Ryan Rochon, Program Director at the University of Calgary General Surgery Residency Program. Enjoy.
Dr. Rochon, thank you for joining us on Cold Steel today. Can you start by telling us a little bit about my alma mater, the University of Calgary Residency Program?
So the University of Calgary is a mid-sized general surgery residency program. The program offers all general surgery subspecialty services with the exception of lung and liver transplantation. There's five sites in Calgary, including the Children's Hospital, Foothills Hospital, Peter Lougheed, the Rocky View, and the South Health Campus. We're also supported very well by a number of community rotations, which gives the residents a lot of opportunity to explore things outside the academic world. We also have a very engaged faculty and resident group, and I think that's really the strength of where our program lies.
Well, not to bias listeners too much, but I agree with many of the points that were said above. So can you tell us a little bit about the strengths of the Calgary program?
Sure. So one of the first things that I think about now with our program is our simulation program. You know, when I was a resident a number of years ago, it was really in its infancy. And we've had a couple of very astute medical leaders develop this simulation program into something that's probably one of the better ones in the country. We have 4 to 5 porcine labs yearly, and that's in addition to the monthly labs that we run for the more junior residents. It really gives our residents an opportunity to improve their tissue handling, decision making in a really less stressful environment. It also gives our more senior trainees an opportunity to teach in that less stressful environment, to tell them, you know, their tricks and tips on how to manage the tissue and how they manage surgical problems. We're a high volume center. Although Calgary seems like a smaller place, when you fly into it, it's actually a large place in Canada. We support a lot of our surrounding areas. So we probably look at after between 1.5 and 2 million people. We have an outstanding faculty that's nationally and internationally recognized. This is not only helpful for our residents, but also helps them when deciding on fellowships and gives them a lot of support throughout North America, especially. But really the true strength of the program is our residents. You know, we're really fortunate to have attracted an incredibly talented, caring, and supportive group of people that really sort of showcase what the culture of Calgary General Surgery is, and the type of people that we want to recruit. I'm really fortunate to be able to lead this group.
Well, I think that's very accurate. All the things that you've said. You touched on it a little bit that many applicants go on to do fellowships. Can you just break down, I can tell you what my year was, but kind of historically over the last few years, what have Calgary residents gone on to do after graduation?
Sure. So historically, it's pretty close to 50-50. Look after the last 20 years. This year, we have four chiefs. One's going to vascular surgery. One's doing an Access Global Health Fellowship. One's doing an upper GI bariatric fellowship, and one's going to locum for a year before going into a fellowship the following year. The previous year was more heavily weighted towards fellowships as well. And then your year was 50-50, where 4 of you went into community and 4 of you went into a fellowship. You know, I suspect looking back at our more junior trainees, it's going to carry along those 50% lines. You know, I think really the pride of the surgery program here in Calgary is that no matter what you choose, you're going to be competent when you leave here at the end of your fifth year, whether that's going to be to go on to further training in a fellowship or to go into a community independent job.
Ryan, how many applicants do you typically take in a year?
So we typically see between 100 and 130 applicants. And this year we've increased the number of Canadian medical graduates. We're going to be enrolling to 5. I think that's a better number for Calgary. We had been dropping our enrollment due to workforce issues, but I think there's a lot more opportunity in general surgery coming forward in our country. And I think 5 really provides a very good balance for not only our program, but also is enough of a service gap that we'll be able to supply general surgeons in areas of need in the next 5 years.
And Ryan, you know, there's lots of opportunities for residents to get involved in research. Can you highlight some of the opportunities that if someone was interested in doing research, how they might pursue that?
Sure. So like many places across the country, we offer a CIP and a surgeon scientist stream if you're interested in doing some more formal education. But we also have an expectation of all residents to be involved in research, whether that's clinical or basic science or some combination of both of those. I expect all first-year residents to be involved in a research project and present a proposal at least. In the next 3 out of 4 years, I expect you to present a new data and take at least one project to completion, including publication. I also have a background in quality improvement and patient safety, and through a group of us here at the university, we're planning on putting on a more formal quality improvement program with the expectation that every general surgery resident, really every surgical resident in Calgary, will have been involved or completed a quality improvement project before graduation. I think that's a skill set that's going to be very much in need going through the future.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I couldn't agree with you more. Having lived in Calgary, I can tell you that, and I'm sure you're going to talk about this, what a great city it is. You know, you can't come to Calgary and not be inspired a little bit by all the like fit cyclists and skiers and things like that you see. But can you talk a little bit about what Calgary has to offer and what residents typically get up to outside of the hospital?
Sure. So Calgary is a terrific city. It's definitely an international city. I knew very little about the city before moving to Calgary. My only real experience was coming here on a yearly basis with UBC football to get beat. But once moving here, you know, I really realized what an outdoor city Calgary is. You know, we're situated very close to the Rocky Mountains. Banff and Canmore are the two main areas that we have access to for hiking. The outdoor activities are abundant, you know, throughout the year, whether you're sitting downhill skiing or cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, or just hiking. There are some terrific lakes in that area as well. I know that my family takes advantage of that often. But you know, beyond that, the Stampede is probably what the city is best known for. It's in the early part of July. It's a heavily attended outdoor festival historically. Last year, it came back after a year hiatus due to COVID and was extremely well done. It's definitely the highlight of the summer for Calgary, and it really puts us on the map. The winter months, they're definitely cold today with the wind chill was minus 25, but they're sunny. Again, growing up in Lower Mainland, I was used to very dreary, wet winters. And although they're cold and snowy, the sunshine makes it a lot easier to get through. We have an exceptional zoo. I have 4 children and we utilize the zoo frequently. We'll be going to Zoo Lights in the next week or so, which is a really well done light show that the zoo puts on in the evenings. We're getting a new rink, which is well overdue. You know, the Calgary Flames are definitely overachieving currently, and that new rink will hopefully give them a little bit better area to play in. We have very manageable traffic, which again, growing up in the Vancouver area is not something that I'm used to, and so it's easy to get around the city. And we also have a very active arts community. There are several excellent museums, and we have visiting shows that come frequently through the city.
We wanted to finish with one final question, which was essentially surrounding if you were going to give advice to potential applicants in terms of maybe one or two things that would surprise an applicant they wouldn't know about the Calgary program, what would you say?
So CARMS, I would say, is my favorite time of the academic year. I get to meet some incredible applicants and I get to talk about the program. You know, my goal at the end of the day is to match the best applicants to my program. And by best applicant, I mean the people that fit in with our resident group the best that are going to probably thrive in our city and in our program. You know, my main tip is for the medical students to be themselves. You know, don't try to promote yourself as somebody you're not. And the second part is being honest with themselves, really knowing who they are and what they want to do. The worst thing that can happen is to oversell or undersell or really not recognize what you want to do or what you want to be and end up in the wrong program in the wrong city. So this CARMS tour, this CARMS program is all about figuring out what's best for the applicant. You know, the programs benefit greatly, but it's really both the applicant. So knowing themselves and being honest with themselves, I think that's where you find out who you are and you end up in the right place.
You've been listening to Cold Steel, the official podcast of the Canadian Journal of Surgery. If you like what you've heard, please leave us a review on iTunes. We love to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback. So send us an email at podcast.cjs@gmail.com or tweet at us @CanJSurge. Thanks again.